Welcome, everybody. This is Christopher Buck. I have with me Liani Leger.
Hello.
We are the online faculty here at Humanity Healing, and we thank you for joining us this evening for the first of this year's Starseed Activation Program, or Starseeded Souls. We're going to be going into some detail this evening about, you know, what are starseeds, a little bit about the alchemy of souls, initiating the alchemy of souls, and then towards the end of the program this evening, we will do the actual awakening ceremony, which is we refer to as a baptism of intention, which or a baptismus flammonis, because we're dealing with which is Latin for fire. We're dealing with the Holy Spirit here, and then we'll open the teleconference up for questions. Right now it's strictly in presentation mode, and this makes it a little bit easier for us to record the conference for the people that can't be here this evening but would like to hear what's going on. But we will be opening this up to questions and answers later in the program. So to start with, Liani, let's talk about what is a starseed.
Well, I believe that most people that are here tonight, they kind of have an idea what a starseed is. But the fact is that, to say it in a very humble, you know, vast way, Earth is a planet that did not, you know, for most of us, we know that did not conceive its own creatures or its own beings. Most of the beings here are on Earth to basically experience in incarnation in humanity.
What so we call Earth School.
Earth School. There is a lot of humans here, but a lot of the people there are having outside an experience as humans are not necessary souls that were conceived but in the beginning, and this is one of the, you know, one of the theories of which we actually follow from the Theosophy and from other schools of mystery. There are souls, they're not necessarily completely human, but they are here having a human experience. So we can see there's some beings that come and have some beings here that are from, I would say, the angelic kingdom, and we call them the angelic humans. But today we are concentrating basically in star seeds. The star seeds are souls that come from diverse solar systems, and even for different, I would say, through the scope of different universe or multiverse, we necessarily conceive this space out there, not only as a universe, but a multiverse.
Now, one of the things that we're talking about is when we talk about starseeded souls or starseeds, it's the concept that the soul reincarnates time and time again to learn different lessons. If your soul or your monad, because the soul is a soul extension of the monad, and you're a soul extension of the soul, originated in a different part of the universe as opposed to starting here on Earth, that's what we refer to as a starseed.
So we do have nowadays, and it's most of the spiritual community knows that we have souls that came from the Pleiadian constellations. There are others that came from the Arcturian constellations, even though mainly the experience of humanity came from the Lyrian constellation. We have right now, and especially at this moment, we have been having, I would say since the beginning, from the 50s, the end of the 50s till now, a mass incarnation of starseeds. And the reason they are here is because those starseeds are, I would call them managers, case managers. They are specialists in certain crisis, type of crisis. Some starseeds are very specialist in dealing with wildlife. some have special qualities on healing through spiritual counseling. Others are very gifted healers, as it is, just being in the presence of them, or their way to, I would say, channel the energy down. So,
these people have been coming here basically because we are having a shift in humanity. There is a shift going on the planet. I think everybody who is here on this conference call this evening understands that, and the starseeds are here to help facilitate that shift.
Yeah, and that's the main reason, because it is even though it could be from one perspective a very painful process that all of us are transitioning now, because it's really difficult to deal, especially with the collapsing of timelines. You know, you see clearly now that there is a gap between what we really want Earth to become, and, you know, the old energies of the past. And it's a very interesting thing, because just a parenthesis here, it's an interesting thing when you see some of the spiritual people in the community saying, we don't want the new world order, you know, because they are bad. So I disagree. The new old order,
we need something new because the old world order isn't doing a very good job.
Those are the people that we should be, you know, concerned about. The ones that have been in power till now, you know. The new, I wouldn't call the new world order. I will call the new process that we all birthing right now with Earth. It's something that needs to be done, because we no longer can cope with the energy of greed. We cannot cope with this energy of
exploitation
and
well, if you look at how we've been operating with respect to our natural resources on with Earth, we've been exploitive, and I think we're all waking up to realize that, you know, we can't continue in the same fashion. And this is what the starseeds are here for. We're all going through an awakening process, and it's done so that we can help humanity awaken to its greater potential.
Exactly. And why those souls, the starseed souls, they decided or they chose to come here in this moment? Not only because they are specialists, and I would say, like, you know, something happened. Let's say in your house, you know, you want the best, like a pipe broke and the carpet got all wet. You know, you were like, I have insurance. I want the best. I want the best to come and fix it. So the star seeds are supposed to be the cream of la cream of the universe. Most of the star seeds don't really realize right now that they are star seeds, but they are awakening. And the reason they are awakening is because when they come here, since they came here, some of them are, you know them as indigos, they have, you know, as a normal human actually have, three DNA strands activated. And I say three instead of two, because science just sees two.
Well, that's our backbone DNA.
DNA, but to operate in third dimension, you need three. To operate just in two dimension, you need two. So any human being, even in, you know, start with three DNA strands activated. But the indigos or the star seeds, they come with more than that. They usually come between four and six, just out of the bat. And that's the reason, you know, a kid questions too much. It doesn't conform. The normal explanation for everything, it really doesn't satisfy them. You know, it's a very interesting way to see if a soul is a star seed. When you know, if you have a child like this, when they just like, your normal explanation does not satisfy them. Why? Because of this. Why? No, it doesn't make sense. Because they can perceive. They have the ability to perceive reality. And the what? Now
the greater reality.
The greater reality. What is beyond the normal reality or is beyond the process of awakening. But how they are waking up at masses now, we know they are waking up because among the strains of DNA, besides the three strains of DNA that's already activated normally in any human being, all the other strains are already crystalline form. They're not carbon-based. They are already in crystalline form. So every time the Earth, which right now is shifting, and, you know, another type of energy come from the stars of an alignment, the crystalline, the frequency of the crystallines really resonate with them, and they like, boom, there's something wrong with me. You know, that doesn't, you know, something shift in my reality. I don't know what it is. So this is how the massive amount of star seeds are awakening right now.
Now, I know that we're not going to go into a whole lot about the 12-strand DNA and this sort of thing this evening. If you are interested, there's a good article on our website, humanityhealing.net, and a video that we produced outlining essentially what 12-strand DNA is. But you've got your backbone DNA, which is your physical DNA, and then the other five pairs are spiritual DNA. But please visit the website and see that video, and that will answer some of those questions that people may have. So, Liani, our responsibility as starseeds in awakening and what we're doing here to this greater purpose, you know, how do we go about, or what's the best way to go about awakening and expanding our higher heart?
Well, the basic thing, why, you know, some of you are probably asking right now, if I am a starseed, what is the purpose of me to wake up? Or why should I be activated? Well, or how I can be activated. It's important if you are a starseed in this moment to be activated and be conscious of it. And the best way to activate you, we're going to do a procedure tonight, which is a very brief technical procedure. But it's important for you to awake, because when you awake, you are going to bring to your conscious mind the purpose that you are here. It is important, and everyone is important. It's like one of the, you know, those wheels inside of the engine that makes the clock work. If has one missing, the clock may work, but won't work in perfect, you know, orchestrated and synchronized process. And for us to do a mass ascension, and that's one interesting thing. Mother Earth is going through ascension, but we are not going in the bus with her. We have to work towards going with her in this process. It's not a passive thing.
Well, and something else that I'd like to point out here is that humanity will ascend together, or humanity won't ascend.
Yeah.
You've heard people talking about, I'm working on my own personal ascension, and really, I think a better way for them to have said that was, I'm working on my own personal awakening so I can help with the ascension of humanity. Because we really are, you know, we're all going together or we're not going. And that's why it's so important for us as, if you want to call us as light workers or as star seeds or as
angelic
humans or more self-actualized individuals, to be more conscious of our responsibility to to humanity, to accelerate all of us up, to take us up to the next level, so that we can indeed have a better or a more enlightened society here on Earth.
The fact is that we are one. We are not all the same, but we are one. We are a fruit of one creation. And this is what it unite us. In this moment on Earth, what unite us is our common humanity. But we know that we're not the same. We feel differently some stuff, even though we go through the same experiences. And the base experience of human living on Earth school, what you come here to understand is to have actually a little bit of comprehension of how the universe works, and to have a deep experience of compassion. And the compassion is what feels and what is defers from every other line of evolution outside the, you know, in this big universe. Human experience is the only one that you can experience compassion in action. So, but anyhow, let's go back to how to awake your potential as a starseed, the starseeds.
So we're talking about the expansion of the higher heart, and the way to do that. First of all, I guess we probably should explain what the higher heart is.
Yes.
Leigh.
All right. Everybody knows we have seven chakras, seven physical chakras. You have the basic chakra, the second chakra, the basic chakra, which is the sexual, basically on the sexual part. You have the navel chakra, and you have the solar plexus. You have the heart chakra. You have the throat chakra. Then you have the sixth chakra, which is your third eye, and you have the crown chakra. Those are basic physical chakras. The higher heart is what you call the eighth chakra. The eighth chakra is where it's more or less, I would say, 6 to 8 inches outside your body. You can put your finger on exactly in your throat and go 6 inches. This is your higher chakra, the higher heart.
If you feel your collarbone, right at the base of the throat, right where the collarbone is, and you feel the bone, you feel the throat at that point, and you come out from there 6 to 8 inches.
This is your higher heart.
This is where your higher heart is.
Yes, and the funny thing, the interesting thing about the extracorporeal chakras is that they are in both sides of your body. So it's an 8 inches in front. It's like a big tube that goes 8 inches in the back of your neck as well. The higher heart is where you have stored all the memories of your past lives, all the store of all your contracts, all the agreements you have done in all your lives. And also in your higher heart is something that we can work on this in another conference call, basically, that we can teach you how to clean up the higher heart. You have also in the higher heart what you call the council of your soul. The council of your soul is, for a lot of people, they have dependency issues or are codependent. It's when you give the power to somebody else in this life, or you gave the power to somebody else in other lives. So this, if it is not erased, those people continue having power over you. But and then you have to clean up, pick them out, and put, you know, other beings there that you trust. But, you know, you can be an ascended master, can be your angels that you trust. But that's another conversation. But the higher heart is where you receive the guidance of that comes directly from your soul and can be processed by your heart. Again, we already talked about this in other times. All the work that you do spiritually, we should always start by the heart chakra or the higher heart. Why? Because the heart is the organ. It's not a silly organ. A lot of people say, well, why is it so stupid to think with the heart? You know, my mind is better. No, the mind just perceives what they think is reality, and the mind goes by guidelines. So this is not normal, this is wrong, this is right. But the heart can see beyond. Only with the heart you can actually perceive a situation in a global way.
I think an interesting way to look at that is that your mind thinks for your with or interacts with your ego, but your heart interacts with your soul. So you're able to access a different type of understanding, a different type of knowledge.
Exactly. So what we're going to do now is, after this conversation about the higher heart, I can spend the entire night talking about how the higher heart works and the specifics, specific elements on it. But let's be more practical.
I think what we'll go ahead and do is looking at the time, we'll go ahead and move on into the awakening ceremony, and then
when you wanted to do the higher heart.
Oh, you wanted to.
Yes.
Well, the higher heart where we're talking about was and how that ties in with the Haralayan.
Oh, okay.
Did
yes.
you want to? Okay, let's talk about that first.
Yes. Well, the main thing to do here is the Haralayan is the point of balance between your two halves. You know, it is basically on the point when you were conceived, the body inside of the womb. You know, we were two parts, straight and a half. That's the point of channeling in the energy from above. This energy has to travel from the middle channel and reach a point of balance on the Dantian, which is a point I think is 3 inches below your umbilical,
your navel.
When you connect the higher heart, and we have this process on the book, ebook. When you connect both of those points, you are able to channel from your higher heart your mission and you activate your purpose as a star seed here. So you will remember with ease what you came here to do. It may not look glamorous, but again, like I said, every single person on this earth at this moment counts. And this look at the big perspective of it is just one more, you know, one necessary part inside of this big cosmic clock that we are in a process with, assisting Earth and all the sentient beings, all the beings that are here in physical body or extra physical body to do this transition.
Now, did we mention that the Haralayan is, we talked about the 7 physical chakras.
Yes.
Did we mention that the Haralayan is actually, it's not in the body, it's in your auric field?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the point of imbalance between the two halves. I'm just, you know, we have a picture of it.
We can't show it to you right now, but we do have a picture. As a matter of fact, the Hara activation, restoring the Hara line, will be the next in the series of the Starseed activation program. And we'll have more information coming about when that will be. Unfortunately, we can't do everything
in one day.
In one night. There's a lot to it. Let's go ahead and we'll take a look at. Go ahead and do the baptism of intention here?
Yes.
The awakening ceremony?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, a little background here. The baptism of intention, or the baptismus flammis, is essentially it's a sacred oath or vow with the deity that you are addressing, you know, whether you feel comfortable saying God or Mother, Father, God, or all that is, or essentially it is a source.
Or an ascended master, if you want to use an ascended master.
And to witness this vow and to take this oath as both the witness and the recipient of this promise. But it is a vow, and the vow is one of selfless service. We need to define, or we need to stress one more time that as star seeds, as you know, light workers, our calling is for more than just ourselves. Our calling is for humanity, and that's why we talk about selfless service as opposed to self-service. That's not to say that you know, as one of the things that the amazing and beautiful things about the Law of One is when we help another, we help ourselves. When you know, we say that when you heal someone else, you're helping yourself. You are, and that is why when you become a healer or you give, you enrich yourself as well. And so it's, in one sense, it's selfless service, but on the other sense, it is very personally enriching also. But what we are doing here is we will be doing the baptism of intention, or the baptismus flammis, for to make this oath of selfless service. So what I would like everybody to do right now is to just take some deep, calming breaths. We recommend a 4x4 breathing pattern. whenever we're doing these things. That's where you'll breathe in for 4 seconds. You'll hold for 4 seconds. You'll exhale for 4 seconds. And you'll hold for 4 seconds. And what we will do is we will slowly settle ourselves into our center, becoming aware of ourselves. We want you to focus your attention on your higher heart, because this is a vow that you will be making with your higher heart. So if everybody is now settled and breathing slowly, I'll begin. Divine Mother, Father, source of all that is, and all benevolent beings of the cosmos, we humbly ask you to be present with us, that you may bear witness to the sacred vow we now make and affirm. We come here freely and of our own volition, our hearts open wide, that we may exercise our right to dedicate ourselves to serve your loving will upon earth, sowing the seeds of goodness, truth, honor, integrity, love, and freedom. We espouse these same virtues which we so freely share, that we may also reap the rewards these naturally birth. We seek to share the sacred truth of your divine presence, which resides within each of us. We humbly ask to receive the first attunement born of the universe, which is our sacred birthright. We seek to reclaim our true nature of our souls. We acknowledge we are all beings of the stars, the angelic humans, present here upon earth to serve you and the goodwill of humankind as we promote evolution unto its rightful end and give honor to our beloved Mother Earth. We clearly state that it is our intention to use the remembrance and gifts which will be reawakened and or heightened within us upon receipt of this attunement with wisdom, compassion, and for the greater good of all, even as we seek to grow and evolve as individuals as well. We respectfully call upon the gift of the element of fire, which represents the aspects of transmutation, change, passion, evolution, and metamorphosis, to encompass us in a warm embrace. We equally respectfully call unto the gift of the element of water, which represents the aspects of our deepest spiritual understanding and intuition, familial bonds, and emotion, that we may be washed clean of old, worn-out habits, ceasing to serve ineffective paradigms. We open ourselves unto you to receive this blessing and attunement, to reawaken our previously dormant cellular memories. Let these memories and gifts now be returned unto us fully, that we may begin the act of reclaiming our rightful, original 12 DNA strands from our original divine blueprint. In this we acknowledge and give thanks unto you, the benevolent beings with the universe and cosmos, and to our high self for accepting this challenge and great gift. We honor you for bringing these precious attributes home unto our own divine hearts. We are your hallowed reeds, hollow bones, and now holy grails to carry out the greatest service to one and all that is. We embrace our divinity of your spark within us and vow to treat all living beings with equal respect, love, seeing your presence within each and every one of us. We are now in receipt of the seeds of the greatest self-sacrifice sacred self-knowledge and universal understanding available, always unto us, yet perhaps unrecognized before this time, merely only a ghost of a faded memory prior to this moment. The seeds are planted, and they begin to grow. Let us sow them with love, patience, and care. As they grow, so too do we grow, reaching our own inner divinity with love for all that is, in deep humbleness and gratitude, now and forever. And so it is.
So it is. Celestial Mother, servant, queen of the divine fiat, take me by your hand and enclose me in the light of divine will. You will be my guide, my tender mother. You will guide your child, and you will teach me to live, and maintain myself in the order in the bounds of divine will. Celestial servant, to your heart, I entrust my whole being. I will be with the tiny little child of divine will. You will teach me the divine will, and I will be attentive in listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me so the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate to the sacred Eden to entice me and make me fall in the maze of human will. Heart of the highest good, Jesus, you give me your flames, and that they may burn me, consume me, enrapture me, and form me in the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, be my protector, the custodian of my heart, and I will keep the keys of my will, in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously, and will never give it to me again, then I may be sure never go out of the will of God. Guardian angels, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may grow flourishing, and that the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial court of angels, come to my help, and I promise you to live always in divine will. So be it. Amen.
And so it is.
And so it is.
All right, I want everybody to come back unto themselves. Breathe a little bit more. Waken. And we're going to open this the teleconference up for questions and answers. And anybody that would care to share their experiences, we would love to hear them. All right, I am going to unmute the conference now.